Initially, before the knowing or the arising of thought, there is just this spacious awareness. Listen to this. This is the full explanation. The moment you focus on something, then you input the content of consciousness. Then consciousness becomes restricted or limited and becomes a thought. Take, for example, seeing. Initially, in the seeing, there is only the seeing consciousness, no one to see. But the moment you are preoccupied with what you see and without the wisdom, yoniso manasikara, at the moment of sense experience, then the egoic mind, born of sakkaya aditi or wrong view, in regards to the atta and the self, or the self has already arisen, causing you to grasp and cling onto what you see. Then your habitual tendency of like and dislike, pleasant and unpleasant emotion will arise to condition your mental hindrance of mind to arise. That's how the mental hindrance or sensual desire, you will continue to oscillate between the two duality for normal people who are not cultivated all the way. So in every moment of sense experience, you create that duality of sensual desire, you will. Normally, you are either attracted to it or you're not attracted to it. That's right. The desire of what you perceive through the senses or the aversion towards it. So sensual desire, you will, are the first two mental hindrance. So you do it so often, what happens is it becomes habitual tendency. Then very difficult to root out because it's like automatic, mechanical. You react to sense experience almost immediately. And if throughout the day it has become habitual, then this one will make you heedless. Then you will, every moment of sense experience, create that movement of thought, stirring of the mind, reaction to what you see, what you hear, what you smell, what you touch, how you feel and think. So this is how the first two mental hindrances keep on arising. So if you are throughout the day creating this, what will happen to you? It becomes habits. So it continuously hinder your mind from entering the meditative state of inner peace, inner calmness, and inner awareness. That's why you cannot have the meditative mind. That's why Yun Chan, that day, yesterday, I think, at the dinner table, he was asking me, Theo, the thinking very difficult to stop. It's because of this habitual tendency. In the midst of life, you don't have mindfulness, awareness to be aware, and you have not straightened your view to be at peace in every moment of sense experience. Unless you are at peace, do not stir or react, then the mental hindrance of sensual desire, you will cease. Then when you don't have this, you will have more moment of calmness, peacefulness, space within thought. That's how you start to develop the ability to be aware. Otherwise, you can't. Okay? So this explanation of what the thought is very important. Then you understand this, then you understand why awareness-based meditation is very important. If you don't develop awareness, the stability of it, you cannot develop the direct seeing, the wisdom, and you cannot understand who you are, what you are, and how you get yourself into trouble, afflicted. So all this understanding will enable you to straighten your view and transform yourself from a heedless way of habitual living to a heedful way of living. When you are heedful, you become different. Your mind becomes different. There is clarity, there is tranquility, there is stillness, there is awareness. That is your meditative mind. So understand this, okay? Okay, we move on. As form is the product of thought, hence thought can see form. But form cannot see thought because thought has got higher intelligence than form. Likewise, since thought is the product of awareness, hence awareness can see thought or be aware of thought. But thought cannot see awareness because awareness has higher intelligence than thought, which is limited and egoic. So now you understand the process of creation, okay? External form, everything external, phenomenal world, where your senses can perceive them through our consciousness. And when you input the content, it becomes the thought. So thought has that slightly higher intelligence to see external form. That's why form is less intelligent than thought. Thought can see form, but form cannot see thought. So you see this clearly. Then likewise, how did thought arise? At first, it was pure awareness. From our pure awareness nature that first come up. Then because we have a consciousness trapped inside the senses, upon contact, it trigger of the mundane mind, mundane thinking, the thought consciousness. That's why awareness can see thought. Your thought is a product of awareness. Product of awareness means awareness is responsible for the creation of thought. That's why thought can never see awareness. Awareness can see thought. Likewise, thought can perceive external form, but external form cannot perceive thought. So you know the creation process and the hierarchy. Then when you know the hierarchy, you should know the external form actually is not real. It is dependent originating. And how do you know that external form? Through your consciousness. You perceive it. It's only an image. Consciousness, energy. And basically, it's thought, limited. That's why you hold on to this, you entangle yourself within the conditioned world through delusion, sakyaditi, avijja, you get yourself entangled. Then external form has power over you. Then you cannot actually develop the wisdom and the understanding to break free. That's why I said, learn to see form. Learn to see the unreality of form. Then only you can see beyond form. Then only you can develop the wisdom not to be deluded or deceived by the external form or the external phenomenal world. Then you return all external phenomenal world's creation back to the thought process, which is your mundane mind. You remember the four stages of creation? Come back to the mundane mind. Then this mundane mind is also impermanent. You attach and cling it to suffering. It's also not a permanent and changing entity. It's also non-self. And to see this thought, you must have higher awareness energy. That's why the awareness nature can see thought. And when it can see thought, means it can see the mundane mind. That it can understand the movement, that it understand the unreality of the mundane mind, that is dependent originating, condition arising, causal phenomena, as what Sakyamuni Buddha realized. And he taught us. So when you see mind, the mundane mind, the unreality of the mundane mind, then you can see beyond mind. Understand? That's why all of the creation of the mundane mind and this mundane mind's manifestation loses its power. It has no power over you. You will not drop to the aggregate of the mundane mind. You understand? That's how you're free. That's why if you don't have awareness, you cannot see, you cannot understand, you cannot awaken. You will be trapped at the thought level. And the thought can only see form. It can never go back and see the awareness, which was the one responsible for the creation. That's why Hui Ning, when he heard the fifth beta story, he said, how amazing that this nature is already complete by itself. How amazing all Dharma arise from this nature. You remember the saying? That is how it started the creation. From the source come the pure awareness. Then from the pure awareness, trigger of the mundane mind, the thinking mind. In your meditation, you can realize the true mind, the silent mind, the paucity. You realize that nature and the thought is very near. Split second, it come out of you. Oh, because of our senses, because of memory. That's why awareness need to be trained, need to be stabilized. And to train, you need to understand that without thought, the awareness is already there. Your that nature is all the time there. That nature is like the essence of mind. Essence of mind means what? No need sense object one. Because the conditioned world is dependent originating. So all consciousness that arise through the mundane mind needs sense data. You realize that? You realize that? Everything needs sense data. But there is one thing that your nature, the essence of mind, can realize. The complete silence and stillness of nature. That one got no sense data. So who is aware of that stillness, that silence, without sense data? That is your true mind, your essence of mind. Understand? So when you meditate, you will awaken to this. Then you will know. No sense data, how come there is a element that is aware of it? What is that? That's why I say, without thought, who are you? You are just that empty, pure awareness, the unconditioned. That's why you are nothing. You are nobody. You are inside there, like Hui Ning said. But Lai Wu Yi Wu, originally, it was empty. It got no word, no concept. How can it create anything? But from that nature, through your coming, form and mind, it can trigger thought process. The sixth sense door, seeing consciousness, hearing consciousness, smell, taste, tactile, and thought process. That's why all these are thought. Consciousness with its content become thought. Your awareness before the content comes in is not a thought. That is your nature. Understand this. Then when you meditate, all this will surface. You will understand. You will awaken to it. Don't go and look for it. When your thought is actively looking for it, well, you say this, then you will get yourself into trouble. Because this makes you gullible. So assume you don't know because you haven't realized it. So don't believe it. But diligently, with faith, try it out. Meditate. Then suddenly one day, when you realize that, that whole thing will connect. Then when you come out of it, oh, no wonder Brother Theo explained this like that. And that is the real understanding. But when you listen already, you commit to memory and knowledge, then you go and look for it in the meditation. Without the awareness, your thought is still active. You don't know. That is what Han is trapped in. Understand? They may have jhana and all those things. The mind can be very calm, like no thought. But without awareness, not a free mind, you cannot understand all this movement. And where is Alicia? Oh, meditating. Never mind. Niel share. This morning, the morning exercise, she had a very good sharing. You pass the mic to Alicia.
Thank you, Brother Tio, Mrs. Tio, and okay, Amita. After exercise, 我感觉到很轻松，然后我就躺下去 meditate，因为我感觉到我很像很爱睡。
Yeah, the nature telling her to meditate.
So 我就去躺着 meditate，然后我进去你们很久，很久，然后过了差不多。 有二十分钟，有二十五分钟，对，还有在我在 exercise 的时候，the
awareness nature
是所有人的 movement，那个 movement 这样子的，不然就叫我们那个是从这里这样去看到全部人，我的啊，very
amazing according to never see before because when you have the awareness you can see one. You no need to purposely look at the sound. The awareness saw. That's why I told her, Sadhu, later on, you not only see this gross one near you, you will see nature's phenomena. all of its activity and movement, physical, mental, and nature's phenomena. These three, they always appear. You know what is physical phenomena? All your physical movement, activity, human beings' physical, like your exercise, her nature can see. Understand? It's not the thought see, that movement, nowhere. But she got to describe to you. So amazing, the first time she see. Then I say, when this one start, if you continue to stabilize all this awareness, daily mindfulness, then later on, even in the midst of life, you start to see every phenomenon external. External is what? Nature's phenomena, understand? And nature's phenomena, not necessarily just the moving car, the plant, the tree, the flow of the movement of this nature's phenomena. Even the moving cloud later on, the wind, the breeze, all of nature's whatever activity that inner awareness and nature can see, can be aware of. It is so beautiful. That's why I say the pristine beauty and wonders of nature, you start to see. Then later on with this awareness, you can see your mental phenomena. All of your thought movement activity, you can see that very clearly. That is your subtle mental intention, jatena. Your subtle delusion that condition you to be like afflicted or start stirring your mind and reacting. Everything you start to see before this, you can never, never see the subtle greed, the subtle defilement, the one that come back through the back door. All you cannot see. But once you have this type of awareness, which is so stable, it has become part of you, then you start to see. Do you understand? Let's rejoice. Huh? Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. This is what awareness-based meditation is all about. When you do it correctly, all these things manifest. Not only I can do it, now Payanamita can do it. And they can see. Understand? So have faith. Do. Develop the awareness. The Buddha already said heedfulness is the path to the deathless. The heedful never die. So you need heedfulness to really cultivate, to have a chance to become enlightened. Because the moment you are heedless, you are as if dead. You don't stand a chance. Spiritually dead. So what is heedfulness? Dhammapada verse 23. Ever mindful, constantly meditating, and the steadfast one, they will realize the supreme enlightenment, Nibbana. So that is heedfulness. If you are ever mindful, constantly meditating, you do this steadfastly, day and night, unending. Just continuously cultivate daily mindfulness, very stable. You will definitely realize Nibbana. That is what the Buddha says, you know, not I say it. You know. So what is heedfulness? Ever mindful, constantly meditating. So how do you start? I have to train my mind to be mindful first, to be aware first. Then I have to stabilize it. That's why now you look at the four support. This is what you're supposed to do. Relax, aware, stabilize it. Then when you are ever mindful, use it to meditate. Constantly meditating. So ever mindful, constantly meditating. You combine these two, you become heedful. Then you are destined for enlightenment. So constantly meditative is constantly use this awareness nature, the stability of the awareness nature, to cultivate Noble Eightfold Path. To cultivate Noble Eightfold Path means inside the Noble Eightfold Path, it covers all aspects of the what they call essential Dhamma of the Buddha. From right view, the field of cultivation is already so wide. Law of karma, law of mind, law of truth. Then, of course, right thought, right speech, right action, right livelihood. Then the four right effort. Then after that is, of course, right sati and smart. All this each and every of these path factor, the field of practice is, the scope is very, very wide. That's why unending. So what you do is, initially when you are heedful, you will see a lot of things that the thought never see. You will observe through the silent mind the awareness nature of a lot of phenomena that the normal people cannot see. That's why you can awaken an insight into nature's phenomena, into all phenomena within the existential world. Then that insight will bring forth the understanding of the three universal characteristics of anicca, dukkha, anatta that the Buddha mentioned. Then with that, you will root out Sakkaya Ditti, the first fetters gone. Once that one gone, right and ritual cannot deceive you. Understand? Then your faith in the triple gem, solid, cannot move. That three fetters severed, you become a sotapat. That's why that is how enlightenment can arise. So have faith and understand the importance of sati, awareness, stabilize it. Just do it. Then you will progress. You will transform. You will become very different. Okay?